AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill, House leadership abruptly canceled votes Tuesday and sent lawmakers home early for the July 4th holiday. Renegade Republicans blocking the annual defense bill. They're pushing to include President Trump's strict voter ID bill. The Supreme Court's wrapped up its term. Mark Sherman reports the justices
struck down President Trump's birthright citizenship executive order that would have denied citizenship to the children of people in this country illegally or temporarily. Also, the court upheld state laws barring transgender girls and women from competing on high school and college sports teams in another setback for transgender rights.
As for what's ahead next term,
the Supreme Court will consider whether bans on semi-automatic rifles violate the Second Amendment. The justices say they will hear appeals challenging bans on the AR-15 and similar firearms in Connecticut and the Chicago area. Similar laws are in place in about a dozen states, covering major cities like New York, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. A landmark Supreme Court ruling in 2022 expanded Second Amendment rights, spawning challenges to firearm laws around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump made a lot of money from his crypto businesses last year. A federal filing indicates nearly $1.2 billion from products including governance tokens and meme coins. And in Venezuela, the earthquake death tolls topped 1,900, and Carlotta Wolf of the UN Refugee Agency describes an unfolding humanitarian crisis.
In La Guaira, the hardest hit state, food shortages are widespread, basic services have broken down, and connectivity has been largely severed. Community tensions are rising as access to assistance remains constrained.
This is AP News. The Odyssey of a Serbian Eagle.
Felix flew off last year from the nest and first headed south to the Middle East. But Felix was caught by bird smugglers and held in captivity, meant for sale. His release was negotiated and he was eventually flown home this week in a Serbian army plane.
It was a complicated mission, actually.
Michael Saman of the Lebanese Association for Migratory Birds tells the AP getting Felix over the border to Lebanon was marred by fighting in the region and bad weather.
We had to wait for someone to transport it with the human illegal refugees. They come always from the borders. If you see how they manage to get it, it's crazy. They put it in a potato box.
Felix now is in a zoo in northern Serbia, recovering from his ordeal. He currently spends time on one of the trees, where he probably feels safest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.